Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we're learning about Children at the Well and With Our Voice, Capital Region organizations that seek to build community and grow leaders by increasing the capacity for understanding through the ancient art of storytelling. On January 12th, Children at the Well and With Our Voice will hold an evening of stories and songs called Winter Lights to benefit Children at the Well and the Interfaith Story Circle programs. To learn more, we're joined by co-founder and director of Children at the Well, Paula Weiss, and assistant Children at the Well story coaches, Varun Mandeka and Ayan Osman. Welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us, Sarah.
Paula, we'll start with you. I know I sort of described what the organization is, but in your words, tell us how this was founded, what the work is, what it does, and what the goals are.
In 2006, the Children at the Well program was founded, and I'm a co-founder, out of the Interfaith Story Circle, which has been in existence for about 26 years. And Children at the Well was founded to bring young people into the work that the Interfaith Story Circle has been doing. And what we do is we hold weekly story coaching sessions for teenagers, and we provide them opportunities throughout the year to tell to audiences large and small. We seek to build community and grow leaders by increasing the capacity for understanding, as you said, through the ancient art of storytelling. As far as I know, we are still the only program of its kind in the country. So last year we published a book called Our Stories Connect to inspire other people to start a program like this and to give them the tools to do it.
And tell me what you've observed as you've worked with kids and or students, or however you, the youth. I don't want to call you guys kids if you'd prefer not to be called kids, young adults, as you've observed them. And of course, we'll talk to you guys about your story shortly. But Paula, tell me what you've observed and learned and taken away from the program.
Oh, there's so much, but the main thing I come away with every time I attend one of these story coaching sessions is how much fun the kids have together and how everybody ends up laughing and bubbly and happy. And confidence is one of the biggest results.
Varun, tell me how you found Children at the Well.
I originally found Children at the Well through some of my friends who were in the program. And they reached out to us, and they just were talking about it. And I thought that was just fascinating. I thought it was such a great program. I was always a talkative child. So I got in contact with the program and started to attend. And soon afterwards, it became really important to me. And I later came back as an assistant coach, which I am now.
What do, Aya, tell me how the what the program is like. When you first get there, what happens? What is story coaching? Because I just realized we keep saying story coaching, but I don't know what that necessarily entails.
So I joined the program when I was in, I think, middle school. And at the time, I went to a private Islamic school, so I had a pretty narrow worldview, if I am being completely honest. I only knew other Muslim people and other people of color. And as soon as I joined Children at the Well, I felt this overwhelmingly loving environment that really nurtured me. And I got to experience having these interactions with all of these different people from different faiths and different, you know, traditions and people that had different ideas and opinions, and be able to speak with those people and learn from them. And it was just a really great experience because you never feel like pressured or anything. You always feel very comfortable, and it's really like a family.
What are the sessions, the gatherings, what happens at them? How do you select what story you'll start to tell, and how do people help you work on it?
So I think one of the main things that we do as story coaches is help a lot of the students and a lot of the youth find their own voice. We want them to help pick a story that is something impactful to them, something that means something to them. Don't just pick a story that's, oh, this is a story I read in a book. Like, we want them to pick something from their faith or their tradition that represents some of their values and that is close to them, that they truly like. And once they've found a story like that, we want them to just tell it as many times as they can and truly learn about what the story is and what it means to them. and how they can express it in their own voice.
What stories did you guys tell the first time you did, if you remember what your first ones were? Tell me a little bit about
this. The very first story I told was about a little girl named Mona who was very forgetful. The story itself had a lot of cultural roots in my faith. It was very much in India. It took place in a very different kind of family, different kind of lifestyle. So I really got to talk a lot about that. But what I really liked is that as a child, I was very forgetful. And so I felt that kind of link with that. And it was really just a really good time for me to talk about just this girl, Mona, and how she learns about how maybe being forgetful all the time isn't the best thing. I mean, it was my very first story. It wasn't the most in-depth, but it was a start. And from there, I slowly grew and grew and started taking more culture and more diverse stories.
What was your story?
The first story that I ever told, I actually had read it initially in Arabic, and I absolutely loved it. So I translated it.
You're in middle school and you translated it yourself to tell for this program? That's pretty cool.
So I speak Arabic at home. But So it was about this noble scholar who lived in the Arabian Peninsula at a time where Islam wasn't necessarily very prevalent. And there were a lot of people that opposed the religion. It was a new religion. And these three teenagers decided that they were going to go over to him and ask him some really hard questions to trip him up and to kind of prove him wrong, that your religion is wrong. And he just had this really interesting, really wise way of refuting all of their points and being able to answer their questions in a way where they didn't feel resentment afterwards, but they instead learned a really important lesson. And I really love that story. And I plan to tell it again.
Yeah. You have Children at the Well and With Our Voice and the Interfaith Story Circle host storytelling events. You have one coming up in January. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what is planned for that?
Winter Lights. Mm-hmm. Well, we feel we have a wonderful program. I is going to be on the program. Varun's wasn't able to. We have few other storytellers as well, and all of the stories will be focused on light, and we'll have some poetry also. Mm-hmm. Stories and spoken word poetry.
Fantastic. That is on January 12th.
Yeah.
Varun, tell me more about how you transitioned into coaching and how you work with other students to find their stories.
Originally, when I came to the program, it was very much a learning experience for me. Mm-hmm. As I had said, it's a very welcoming community. You just feel so much at ease at the community, and you just feel so just at peace, and you just start talking about these different things. You learn about these different cultures. You learn and expand. I'm a Hindu, so I didn't really know much about other religions. But through this, I was able to learn, meet people like Aya. I was able to meet people from different faiths, Christians, and Muslims and everywhere, and just learn about these different backgrounds. And I really enjoyed, and I felt I really learned and took away a lot from this program. And as I eventually started growing older and I sort of graduated from the program itself, I realized that I wanted to make sure that other people had the same opportunity. Mm-hmm. It was important to me that something like this, something that was able to give me so much, was able to be shared with others. And so when Paula came to me with the idea of being an assistant coach, I was all for it. I just wanted to do as much as I could and share this with as many people as possible.
You're nodding along. Do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Varun. Having that opportunity growing up and having such a meaningful experience for me, it's like I feel like this responsibility, like I have to give this back, like I have to let other people experience this amazing thing that I've mm-hmm. experienced. And filling the role of an assistant coach, I think, has re-energized me and given me more of a confirmation that I love interfaith work. Like, this is my passion. This is what I want to do. Just seeing how the students react and just remembering, like, that was me. Like, it's a really full circle, beautiful experience.
How often do you get to work with the program? How often do you gather? What is the time commitment like?
So we typically have meetings once every week, and we try to have meetings for about 10, 15 weeks. We have a 10 to 15 week program depending on the year and how much we can fit in and mm-hmm. how much time we can get with the students each year. And then throughout the year, once the program is over, we'll invite many of the students to come and tell at different audiences, different programs, different tellings, and just have them learn.
Links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. It's childrenatthewell.org and withourvoice.org. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Thank you all for being here. It's really inspiring and fantastic to learn about this. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.